Fair warning, I've been on a wicked Anita O'Day jag lately. It started when O'Day died in December at the age of 87, and the New York Times obituary noted the genesis of her stage name. According to her autobiography, she decided O'Day was groovy because in Pig Latin it means dough, which was what she hoped to make. You gotta listen to someone who'd say that, right?
Nothing's impossible, I've found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up and dust myself off and start all over again.
O'Day, who's the greatest female jazz vocalist you never heard, was an expert at starting all over again, thanks to a 14-year addiction to heroin and lifelong battle with the bottle. O'Day capped her most celebrated comeback with an appearance at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival. The London Daily Telegraph wrote, "Dressed as for a garden party beneath an extravagant hat, she sang two songs, demonstrating not only great rhythmic virtuosity, but a kind of defiant abandon."
Picture me up on your knee, cheeky for two and two, but you can't just see how happy we could be. Nobody near us, see us, hear us, friends, we led to a vacation, won't have it now. We own a telephone, dear. Dawn was breaking, you waved me to bake a sugar cake, you to take my olive voice to see. We were dressed as family, boy, for you get, for me get, you see how happy we could be, we three.
To many among the Jazzerati, O'Day ranks right alongside Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and Sarah Vaughan in the heavenly choir of female vocalists, a status all the more impressive considering that a botched tonsillectomy left O'Day with no vibrato to sustain notes. "That's why I sing so many notes," O'Day once said, "so you won't hear that I haven't got one. It's how I got my style."
The one heart is the is the ink of love, if I'm a thing called love, who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me?
As one jazz critic wrote, O'Day's voice would scat, slide, and skitter through a song the way a cat's tongue laps up milk. The encyclopedic Leonard Feather characterized O'Day's technique as a note-breaking, horn-like style, which reflected O'Day's desire to be regarded as a musician, not a big band canary. That was nicely illustrated in her version of the ballad, Man with a Horn.
Just listen while he takes his solo apart. Watch him close his eyes from the start. Hear that music pour from his heart. So
in the end, as one obituary noted, O'Day was too much of a risk-taking jazz singer to become a mainstream pop star, which is why she's the greatest female jazz vocalist you never heard. Oh wait, you just did.
Completely. For music.